Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has announced the introduction of a new system of civil orders to prevent stalking and protect victims. Una Ring is a victim of stalking and co-founder of stalking.ie. She joins us now. Una, your reaction to this legislation?
Yeah, absolutely delighted that it's finally after coming through. It'll be hugely beneficial to victims of stalking because it could prevent it from escalating if somebody is able to get an order of protection before it escalates to the point that it did in my case.
The benefit of this system is that you can a person or a guard on their behalf can apply for protection from the courts and without the same level of proof needed to secure a criminal conviction.
Yeah, and it's just the fact that when I was going through it, I wouldn't have been able to get an order of protection because James Steele wasn't an ex-partner or an ex-husband or a family member. So I wouldn't have been able to get any order of protection against him. But no, if the situation was different now, I would have been able to, and it could have prevented things from escalating. So, like, it's going to be hugely beneficial to people.
And is that the key unit? I mean, you mentioned that word escalation, that you're it's a way of almost stopping things an earlier stage, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, if somebody can be given an order of protection, like, it can create, for a perpetrator to, you know, maybe think about what they're doing and have them stop as opposed to continue on. And it's just the fact that it's the civil is the word there, really, I suppose, that it's not an ex-partner or an ex-husband or, you know, ex-wife or whatever, that it can be for anybody. It doesn't have to be.
And it is a form of censure, which is key in this, in terms of, as you say, maybe forcing that person to stop, and actually that form of censure could actually help the victim in terms of preventing that person from continuing.
Absolutely. I think that's the reason for it, you know. Protection or orders of protection were always here, but it was generally for like domestic violence or, you know, family matters, yeah, that kind of thing. So it's just the fact that, like, you can get an order of protection against anybody now, which is tremendous, really. It's really, really important legislation to have.
Since your own awful experience, do you think that progress has been made in terms of legislation to help victims of stalking, or do you feel there's still more that needs to be done?
No, I think there's an awful lot done in such a short space of time when you think of how slow it takes to get laws changed. I mean, we have stalking now as a standalone offence. We have, the term of imprisonment raised, and now with this new legislation, we have civil protection orders, which is, I think, one of the biggest things that, you know, is the main thing that we were looking for as well, myself and Eve. So it's great. It's a great thing to have through.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Una Ring, stalking victim, co-founder of stalking.ie. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.